Atmagnanatimirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sarivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Today is the most auspicious event, the anniversary of the divine disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace. At the same time, it's the most auspicious event. It's also, for me at least, it's always a sad event because we remember that fateful day on November 14th, 1977, when Srila Prabhupada left us. I was only at that time around 16 years old, and I'm still foolish, so I didn't have any realization then for sure. And I couldn't, because of immaturity probably, I couldn't really understand the significance of what was happening very well. But I did know that none of us really believed that Srila Prabhupada would leave until he did. And then we knew. Despite the fact that in 1977, his physical condition was deteriorating obviously and steadily every single day, it was really undeniable. Everybody knew that he was leaving, but at the same time, we just didn't believe it. And it's very hard to communicate how someone could have this irrational conviction unless you actually saw Srila Prabhupada, unless you actually met him and dealt with him and were in that condition at the time. Srila Prabhupada was so extraordinary a personality that actually we fully believed that he could defy the laws of nature and even defy death, as they say. We actually believed that, and I think not just because in my case I was just so young and foolish, but I think many others more intelligent and capable than me also felt that way, just because Srila Prabhupada's personality was so extraordinary. The first time that I ever saw him was in Los Angeles in 1976, in June. That was his last visit to Los Angeles. In fact, it turned out to be his last visit to America. I had been invited to go there and see Srila Prabhupada for some time, by a godbrother of mine who was very kind. He extended that mercy to me in the form of a phone call. I was, at the time, attending a private school north of Los Angeles, so I was not even really in town. And I was not free at the same time either. But because he was so persuasive and so he was pushing on this point very much, he told me that 1/11th of a second of association with a pure devotee, it cannot be compared to any other benefit anywhere by any process. And now Srila Prabhupada is getting old. We don't know how much longer he'll be with us. You really should come and try to see Srila Prabhupada. It's an extraordinary experience. And he was right. The first time that I saw him was at the greeting of the deity. In Los Angeles, they call it New Dwarka, the temple complex there. Srila Prabhupada's quarters were adjacent to the deity quarters, but upstairs, so that there was a door right about here on the right side of the altar, and that door led to Srila Prabhupada's room. So standing in the temple room, I was in the back of the temple room, and there's a mezzanine there also, so you can look down. I was there. And we could see Srila Prabhupada when he came out. At that time, the conch shells had blown. It was 7 a.m., and they were greeting the deities as we do in all ISKCON temples by playing that famous recording of Govinda Dasi or Yamuna Dasi singing Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the combination maybe of the lights, because there were many photographers there wanting to get very good photographs, and the sound system was very loud, uncharacteristically loud. It was, even though it was America, it was Indian volume. And you know, it was just really an overwhelming experience, because when Srila Prabhupada stepped out of the doorway to his quarters, he seemed to be as if glowing to me. Srila Prabhupada used to wear this very shiny saffron silk, Jamundi silk, very like this. And he was just glowing. It was as if the sun god had stepped into the temple room in Los Angeles. So much was his presence, even though he was very small of stature. Like many Bengalis, his American disciples just towered over him. So physically, he was not really that commanding, but somehow or other, he had this presence that was just overwhelming. And it was immediately, it just struck me, just to see his physical appearance like that. So much so that after they had Guru Puja, and after Guru Puja, Srila Prabhupada sat down to give the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and he was chanting Jai Radha Madhava. At that time, I actually knew the words to the song by heart, but I was still so stunned by Srila Prabhupada's whole demeanor and his appearance that I just couldn't even remember the words to the song that I knew. And unfortunately, I wasn't really able to understand very much of his class either, not only due to my immaturity, but also because his accent was so strong, very thick Bengali accent, and I was still relatively new to Krishna consciousness at that time. I wasn't really accustomed to hearing from him, but he spoke on the topic of the Ajamila Akhyan in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in particular, there's a passage there where it's described that there are 13 witnesses to all the activities that we perform in this world. And Srila Prabhupada was talking about that over the course of about a week that he spent in New Dwarka. And then after that, he left and went somewhere else, and he never came back to America. Later in 1977, Srila Prabhupada wanted to come to America. He had begun a farm community in Pennsylvania, and in those days they called it Nuvarshana. But later on, Srila Prabhupada himself renamed that community as Gita Nagari, and it's still there to this day. But he never made it, as you know, as Krishna would have it, or as fate would have it. Srila Prabhupada went as far as London, and then there was a problem there in London. He had to undergo surgery, and then the surgery was botched by the doctors, and it caused a great deal of discomfort, no doubt, to Srila Prabhupada. Eventually, he went back to Vrindavan, And from there, his condition continued to deteriorate until he finally left in November of 1977. But none of us actually believed that Srila Prabhupada would leave. And of course, we'd all heard that a pure devotee doesn't actually leave. He stays in the form of his vani. I never really had that much personal association with Srila Prabhupada. For me, whatever association I had was always through his vani from the very start. I had received some of his books, and I had read the books. Because I was coming from a background of yoga and Advaita practice, I didn't really understand them accurately, and so I was appreciably edified when I came into the association of the devotees and found that they had a different understanding of Srila Prabhupada's books than I had. When Lord Chaitanya prays, for example, that consider me to be one of the particles of dust at your lotus feet, or place me as an atom at your lotus feet, I thought that that meant merging into Krishna's lotus feet, because that's the kind of spiritual life that you get nowadays 90% of the time in Kali Yuga. But anyway, the point here is that all of the practice of Krishna consciousness, all of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, or not even what we may call Krishna conscious, but of Krishna bhakti in general, or any kind of bhakti in general, it really doesn't mean anything. It amounts to nothing, unless and until, at least as far as bhakti is concerned, until one actually meets a pure devotee. I've been reading in Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali lately. There's a very famous verse there, and in fact that verse was the inspiration for Srila Prabhupada's coining the phrase Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. That's the phrase used. And Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, he's actually quoting an anonymous poet who wrote this verse at some point in the ancient history. It means that if Krishna consciousness is available somewhere, somehow, then you must purchase it without delay. You must purchase it now, right now, immediately. Purchase it. Shri Shri Radha Golokanand Ki Jai. And the reason is that you cannot get this Krishna consciousness even if you execute millions, janma koti sukritair, even by millions of births spent in pakka pious activity, that will not help you to get Krishna consciousness. And even if you can get Krishna consciousness from somewhere, if not through pious activity, then somehow or other, which is not explained in the verse itself. Still, you cannot take full advantage of it unless until you have the association of a pure devotee. So that is the rarity of gaining Krishna consciousness. Most of us will not gain Krishna consciousness unless and until we come in contact with a pure devotee who is actually following the residence of Vrindavan, like Srila Prabhupada. This is the point that's brought out in the commentary. So millions and millions of births of pious activity, just think about it. It's actually considered to be an offense to the holy name of Krishna to consider that anything that we're doing, but particularly chanting the holy name in Krishna consciousness, is in any way comparable to some of the fruitive activities that we may be accustomed to performing for the purpose of getting a better birth in the next lifetime, or for the purpose of nullifying reactions to sinful activities. These are the results of piety. And piety is very important. Even for Krishna consciousness, piety is very important. How do we know this? Krishna says in chapter 7, text 28, Yesham tvantagatam papam jnanam punya karmanam te dvanva moha niramukta bhajante mam dhritavrataha. He says, those who are worshipping me with steadfast, mature conviction, they're freed from duality, the illusions of duality, because they have been fixed in piety. So you need to be pious. Do not follow the rest of the world's example and give up your piety. Keep it. But understand that thousands and millions of births of such piety will not give you Krishna consciousness automatically, because it's not gained that way. It is beyond karma. It is beyond jnana even. Acharyas describe that the fruit of piety is jnana adhikar. You get actually adhikar to get some realization about the nature of who you are and what life is for, therefore. But these two things, although they're, in some sense, they're preliminary to Krishna consciousness, they can never produce it. They help Krishna consciousness, for sure. They're very beneficial, extremely so. In that sense, we can say they're necessary. But in fact, Krishna consciousness only comes from one place. Who can tell me, where do we get Krishna consciousness from? I've already given you the hint. It only comes from a pure devotee. It's activated. Everything we read in the books becomes activated only when we are blessed by a pure devotee, either in the form of his personal association, which is actually the best thing, or even through his vani, like I was saying earlier, which is the eternal thing. So I say the best, in that the Vapu Sangha, there are two kinds of association with Srila Prabhupada, we can say. One of them is called Vapu, that's associating with him in person, and the other one is called Vani, which is more important because it's eternal. Srila Prabhupada is no longer in this world physically, but his Vani is still here, and we still have the association of that Vani. So that's the eternal association. But the Vapu Sangha is actually more intense. It's a greater inspiration because of the interactive nature of the exchange of loving service between guru and disciple. The late Tamal Krishna Goswami told me also once, he expressed his feeling at least, that when we read the Vyas Puja book, it comes out every year at the time of Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, he said it's always nice. It seems nicer to read the offerings written by those who were in Prabhupada's personal association. Because the intensity of that experience and the comprehensively edifying nature of his association is so powerful that it really can't be compared to anything else. About Jamal Krishna Goswami himself, in fact, one of my godbrothers told me that to be with him for a half an hour is like sitting in a room and reading Srimad Bhagavatam continuously for 3 days. So that is what it's like. And that's why, that's at least one reason why, to associate with the spiritual master is absolutely necessary. We have the great good fortune in that we still have in our society the association of many, many good devotees, advanced devotees, who were personally trained by Srila Prabhupada. Personalities such as, for example, Jayapataka Swami, Giriraj Swami, so many. Personally, Bhakti Charu Swami, Lokanath Swami also. So many. If we want the association of Srila Prabhupada, we should understand that it resides in the lotus feet of these personalities. That is the best place to find it. In exactly the same way that we sing, on Srila Prabhupada's instructions, we sing every single morning, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. The only place where bhakti resides is in the lotus feet of the spiritual master. It's an important fact of trivia that the members of the Gaudiya Math, they do not celebrate Guru Puja on a daily basis the way that we do in ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada deliberately arranged the spiritual program in ISKCON on the basis of the depth of his realization in this sacrosanct principle, this most important principle, which is also the concluding verse of the Shweta Shatara Upanishad, Shruti Mantra. What is that? Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasya iti kathita hyartha prakasham te mahatmanah. The great soul who keeps equal faith in the spiritual master and Krishna, unto him all the imports, all the lessons, all the meaning of the scriptures, it's automatically revealed because he places equal faith. Therefore, we should understand that if we see that there are many people who attend, for example, Sri Krishna Janmashtami, but there are many less people who come the next day for Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, what to speak of today's event, the Tirobhav Mahotsav as well. We should understand that we have not done our work properly, because a person should come by practicing Krishna consciousness. A person should come to realize the importance of its real conclusion. And the conclusion of Krishna consciousness is that one surrenders under the lotus feet of a pure devotee. In the seventh canto, with regards to Prahlad Maharaj and his dealings with his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining his realization about what is the most valuable thing that anyone could learn. But in particular, what did he learn? He said, this is the process. The only way to get Krishna consciousness is by bathing in the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. It's just not available anywhere else. So this is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada instructed us every day that we should sing this very, very deep, profound song. In the opinion of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a most inspirational acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, he said that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, the author of this song, they are not different from the Vedic mantras. They have as much potency as Vedic mantras because they embody those teachings in simple language that we can all understand. At least Bengalis can understand. Many others as well. But the idea is this, that Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Therefore, Bandhomui Savadhanamate. We should bow down very carefully. We should appreciate what is the great wealth that we have. We were singing a little while ago, Jai Anilo Prema Dhana Karuna Prachur. What is the great treasure of mercy that he brought? It is this. It is this thing only. We have access to bhakti by the divine grace of Krishna in the form of Srila Prabhupada, who instituted his profound realization in this philosophical conclusion. He instituted it into the practices of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He had us sing this song every single day just to ensure that we developed a sense of the importance of the spiritual master in exactly the same way that Srila Prabhupada did. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? How did Srila Prabhupada get his strong faith in the order of his spiritual master? Does anyone know? Why did Srila Prabhupada keep the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, upon his head for about 30 or maybe 40 years before he actually began this International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Why did he do that? How did he do that? It seems to me, based on what Srila Prabhupada has said, that when he was a householder, he was very faithfully studying the books of his spiritual master in exactly the same way that we should very carefully study Srila Prabhupada's books. And when he was studying the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on Bhagavad Gita, famous verse in chapter 2, Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekekha kuru nandana bahushakha hinantascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. Krishna's describing there to Arjuna that there are certain people who cannot become Krishna conscious. Back to Prahlad Maharaj, the same principle is there. Matirna Krishne paratasvatova mithobi bhadyeta grihavratanam ityadi. He said, if one has made his determination or her determination, if one has made the decision that I'm going to remain attached to sense gratification in this material world, then Prahlad Maharaj says, you cannot help yourself. Even if you have the process of Krishna consciousness, you cannot, nothing you do will work. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the voice of one of ourselves, is lamenting like this in his song Gopinath. All my efforts are useless. It doesn't work. And moreover, Parata Swatova, Parata also from someone else, no one else can help you either, because you've made your choice to stay and rot in the material world, in the so-called happiness of society, friendship, and love. These are the things that really motivate us, aside from money, prestige, and baser things. So Prahlad Maharaj, as I said, you cannot become Krishna conscious if you've made this decision. Nobody else could help you. You can't help yourself. It has to come from within, the determination to actually surrender to Krishna. Now, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was commenting on this passage of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2. The same principle here, Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam Tayaparata Chetasam. Same idea. Samadhau Nivithyate. For those persons, that samadhi doesn't happen. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, what is the nature of this vyavasayatmika buddhi? Vyavasayatmika buddhi means, in high Sanskrit language, it means very strong determination to fix my mind on Krishna consciousness. How do we do that? It is by the grace of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that we know how to do this, because Srila Prabhupada was very impressed by his statements. He says, even if I get nothing out of my spiritual practices, even if I don't go back to Godhead, even if the world ridicules me, which they will, even if I feel that my efforts are a constant defeat at every step, even though, come what may, no matter what happens, I am not going to budge from the determination to remain fixed in the instructions coming from the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada took that so seriously that he received, at the very first moment that he met his spiritual master, he received the instruction that was his life's work, to spread Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking language. A friend took Srila Prabhupada to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Naturally, when we see a sannyasi, we bow down. Srila Prabhupada had bowed down and not even raised his head yet when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him this instruction. You're an educated young man. You know English very well. You should spread Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking language to the whole world. Imagine. Now, Srila Prabhupada took that instruction so seriously. Evidently, it would seem it was fortified. His determination, his conviction, his faith was very much strengthened by this particular comment given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And as I mentioned earlier, he took that principle, the paramparagata, evam parampara praptam, yebat. He took that thing and he instituted into this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, particularly into this song that we sing every morning. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Bandho Mui Savatana Mate. Jahara Prasade Bhai Ebhava Tori Ajai. You're going to get out of this world by His grace, brother. This is the idea. Krishna Prati Hoi Jaha Haite. And furthermore, because negative thing is one side, positive thing is another side. In the 11th canto, or maybe it's the 12th canto, that's called Mukta Bandha and Param Vraje. On the one hand, you get pulled out of Maya, and on the other hand, you get placed in Krishna consciousness, in a position of service to the Lord and His eternal associates. They're two different activities, actually, but they both come by His grace. Therefore, and this is a simple expression of the same determination, vyavasayatmika buddhi, staunch determination to remain resolutely fixed at the lotus feet of the spiritual master or in following his instructions, we sing, Guru Mukha Padmavakko Chitete Koriya Aikko. What does that mean? It means make whatever your most internally cherished goal within your heart is, make that the same thing as what your spiritual master has told you to do. If you can succeed at this, if you can pay this price, then arna korihomani asha, without diverting to anything else, then Sri Guru Charane Rati eshe uttamagati, you have attained the supreme perfection of human life. I was very impressed the first time I went to visit Sri Vrindavan Dham after Srila Prabhupada left the world. That was in 1978. And they had erected, at that time, it was just a small little shrine, a little clay hut outside of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, where there's some huge marble Samadhi Mandir is there now. But in those days, it was just a little hut. And there was a little plaque there. And the plaque read very simply, that here lies the remains of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who fulfilled the order of his spiritual master. Of all the things that it could have said to glorify His Divine Grace, this was deemed sufficient, because in fact it is. This is the same principle again. So if one can develop a taste for surrendering and becoming, really, the instructions of the spiritual master, then that is the uttamagati. There's nothing more to be remain. Nothing more remains to be gained. And jai prasade pure sarva asha, you will find that all of your aspirations are automatically fulfilled thereby. This is the idea. So Srila Prabhupada was very, very keen on instilling this appreciation in his disciples, particularly those that he personally trained. I'm thinking, because I have experience, I know Tamal Krishna Goswami very well. He really, really instilled this spirit in him, and that's where I got it from. I guess that's also evam parampara praptam. But we're sharing it today because this is such an important occasion, and it's such an important lesson that we have to embody if we're going to become Krishna conscious, and if we're going to share Krishna consciousness with others, help them to become Krishna conscious. It's going to be through this means. It must be through this vehicle of mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, chakudan dilo je janme janme prabhushe. The person who has given me this, he is my Lord birth after birth. Prema bhakti jaha hoite abhidya binasha jate. He destroys all of the ignorance and he gives us his prema bhakti, as we've said, mukta vanta parambraje. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, like an ocean of compassion, just like an ocean. Here in Mauritius, you all know what is an ocean. Srila Prabhupada, it seems, is embodying the oceanic compassion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded throughout this world in the form of his divine brother Nityananda Prabhu. And so this is the great character of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, on this auspicious occasion, we should fall at his lotus feet and beg from him very humbly, Ha ha, Prabhu. Korodoya deho more pada child. With that, we will be able to adequately glorify Srila Prabhupada all over the world. I think I'm going to have to stop now, but if anybody has any questions or comments, we can perhaps discuss. Okay? Anyone have anything? His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, Jagat Gurudev, the founder, Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Ki.
Jai!
Jai, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Ki, Jai.
Jai.
Go Premanandi.